Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI, G-L-I. I want to tell you all about a movie which was released in 1972. It's a story about two girls and it's Bhanumati heroine. The story goes like the children, like two girls, they are adults, but they lose their father and they have no male support in the family. So they'll face lot of difficulties just because they don't have male support. A man enters into their life and he will sell the girls literally to prostitutes. And then comes that's the era in 1972. Then again, I saw there is a movie in 2006, Pokiri, and it's the same thing, like heroine's father was dead and they don't have male support. They'll have younger brother and she will be tortured by many one neighbors and house tenants, like neighbors, one comedian and police inspector, just because they don't have male support. She faces trouble. This thing is there till now. I will show you, there are 72 years old women who were attacked and raped because they were alone. Even at that age, women, they attacked her because she's alone and no male is there to protect her. This, even today we have this problem. I know many women who try to live independently, but that doesn't work in India. They'll harass you in office atmosphere if you are unmarried, if you don't get married. You have to go to working women's hostel. And we can't rely on a hostel for long term if you don't have background. Even there, they take advantage of you. They'll hurt you. They'll take advantage and many nasty things happened even in girls' hostels, women hostels. Like if it is handled by a college committee, it's different. Like sometimes college committee themselves take advantage. We can't do anything. Even today, if you don't have enough background or male in your family, women can't live independently. It's not part of Indian culture. Actually, when it comes to women who are married, there are many women, like, you have to stay at your in-laws' house, either your mother's house or else die. That's all. There is no other option for you to go out and live independently. We don't have that option at all. Mother's house or mother-in-law's house or if you want, you can die. That's all. Three options, okay? No fourth option. Even if you go outside, they will be you. It's a very huge thing. Even like they'll just see like you are available to everyone as if you're an open offer public property. They'll not respect you. Instead, they'll harass you each and every moment. And apart from this, it's not in our culture even for men to leave the house. Men has to stay in house along with the parents. Even if he get married, he should bring the daughter-in-law to the house. And when it comes to women, no matter what, even now we don't have that much open towards other cultures, intercaste love marriages. And even that happens, whatever it happens, you have to stay with someone who, like, you have to have male support. That's a hard and fastened rule. If not, you cannot survive in the society. Even, yeah, there are many women who got divorced, but ask them, are they not facing any insecurities or any sorts of these problems? Are people leaving them like normal? Are people respecting them? They won't say yes. There's no way, there is no point. I saw literally a woman who was respected in office because in those olden days itself, she completed PG with high qualified degree and she's so much highly educated, but somehow she lost her love. So she committed, like, she decided not to get married forever, living in his memories. That's great. Office environment respects her, but when it comes to home, she lives in a secured apartment with security guard, but she'll still, each and every moment in home, she will be like anyone, random person, stranger walking through that floor also, she'll shiver with insecurity. And that happens often. Even it's like, it's not that women can't live alone, but this is not in India. This is not an open thing for us in our culture, especially the states which I live in. We can't change our state culture all of a sudden. And when it comes to state of my mindset, there is definitely an impact of my surroundings. And it's so hard. All the energy I have is completely gone on keeping myself motivated, keeping myself like being myself itself has become a target. And I have definitely a big mission, but it takes a different, like all of a sudden if I go, it's not open for every girl. If you go like randomly, we have a brand taglines of upper caste and community. If you have some reference, if you have some background, if you are some from some different groups, if you walk, then they'll respect, ma'am, please you go. There are people like this is the culture we live in. And if it is someone like us, idi adi, which is very singular words they use just to pull us back. That doesn't happen somewhere. It starts from your own line, your own street till the thing you have. And this will not, see this already I'm so much struggling to keep mustered my energy and come out with full, like being myself has taken so much energy. And then everyone is throwing stones till I reach, okay, I'll go. But somehow, even though I don't want, that negative impact will drag me down. And see, men itself are not doing, will not do, not doing not. They will not do work here. They'll rely on parents. If your parents are employees, they will know. If your parents are employees and you have one home, like, no way, we are not going to do anything. We just don't live. We are, you know, our land value, this takes that much. I'm Karotpati. I don't have to work. That's the attitude it goes. And if woman triumphs over them and does some work, they can't digest. And there is no way they will let women go out and live independently in these situations. Like, they are dumb. It's literally proved whenever the woman walks on the streets, like they have to look their face in the mirror and they can't do anything with their life. So they just go attack girls. That's the culture we are going in. When it comes to independent women hostels and girls hostels, this is, they're not so authentic. We don't know, like even after 10 years, they may be so honest to you. Even on the 11th year, they might take advantage of you. We cannot rely on that completely. You may have 100 crores with you. You may build a big mansion and live. You don't know who betrays you when you're an independent woman living alone. Your own siblings might betray you. Your own cousins might betray you. Your own workers might betray you. We can't rely. And number two is that it happens all the time. There are cases, the place I live in, there are cases still not solved that a girl was killed in the hostel premises and nobody knows what happened. I don't want to take names, but this case happened and I don't tell which state did it happen. Okay, take it in a liberal way. It happened in India. That's all. I don't want to even drag to some region so that you identify, because I'm scared that huge complicated the case is. It happened and that lots of things happen in college premises and nothing comes out. I'm not giving an excuse for not being independent. I'm telling that I'm trying different ways, and I can tell you how many ways I failed being on myself. And I'm completely dragging myself again back to one point. And I'm like, being safe, being secure, there is no way I earn so much and live in fear. I want an environment which makes me comfortable, secure and energetic. I don't want to get somehow into an environment that is not mine. And even though I get so much praise and appreciation and money, that will never give me my energy. If I don't possess the energy I am in, there is no way I'm going to do the target which I have on my mind, the mission I have on my mind. This is the culture here. And you know what? In 11 years old girl of one apartment, the entire community said, just 11 years old girl, 11 members were involved in it. And it happened for 6 to 7 months repeatedly from the same apartment, just because they know that the girl is innocent and she can't say anything to anyone. They blackmailed her. Their parents are in the same apartment. So even if you get an independent apartment, you're not safe. And she lives with her family, but still she's supportless. She's young, 11 years old, teenage girl. So she can't say to anyone. They took advantage of it. Imagine you are 20 to 23 years old woman living independently without anyone's help. You can't imagine how dark things go. I always imagined to become a lawyer till 4th class. From 5th class, what we saw is engineering. The IT sector took like a boom, anything. 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. We saw so much dark shade stories of IT softwares, who are women, what happened to them, what happened in the engineering colleges. All these years, we like, if you're going to get into a profession, see, I trained myself to become a lawyer, because that's what I thought I would be. So my elocution and patents and all, I prepared in an argument way, which is not supposed to be. It took a lot of time to me to get rid of that arguments and all, pointless arguments. So second thing, I thought engineering, so we just gathered so many stories and you don't know how dark things were. And when I came to intermediate, it came Satyam scam burst out, and all of a sudden CA got so much marketing. So I had to come into CA because I know how the West, I don't want to say Western, but huge cultural exchange that came with IT software's corporate code of conduct, and that clashed with the culture we had here, and it all of a sudden took them to dark side. Like it gave freedom all of a sudden without any code of conduct and boundaries. People took advantage of it in a very bad way. And even in 4 or 5 years back, my batch once, means I didn't join engineering, but my age group who were in engineering colleges, we heard many stories. We heard like a girl stood against seniors and 6 members of them seduced her in the same college campus in a room, and everyone knows it. Nobody claimed anything, and that girl, she couldn't say it to anyone. And if you say, you will get a bad name. So everyone stopped her saying that, and she couldn't stop herself going to the college also. Like, if I don't want to go to college, people will ask, like, why did your daughter stop college in middle of the year? Any law problem, any different? So if she stops going to college, she'll get a bad name. No one will get married to her if these things come out. So she bore the injustice and she faced those idiots for next 2 couple of years. Imagine, like, this, those idiots are roaming in the same campus for the next 2 years, and she has to face them. If she says anything against them, then okay, did they do that to you? If anything legally, if like, okay, yeah, this girl was seduced by 6 members, everything comes in the paper, no one will marry her for the rest of the life, all the parents' prestige will go, they have to hang. Socially, they will eliminate the entire family. They'll talk down. So she has to hang herself. There is no option for her. She can't quit the college and sit at home, because people will ask, why did you leave college in middle? Then again, she has to say the entire story. So she don't want that. And imagine how torturous it would be. I don't know. Like, I just feel, why are those six people not punished? And I just feel like she's a good girl. That's why she thought of her parents. Someone like me would have killed all those six people and happily ended up in jail. Hey, good, you know, I did this. I took my revenge. That's my attitude. But that will not let my parents put their head up. Like, they'll suffer, right? That woman took care of their family. That's a very good. I respect the attitude she had. And that's best revenge is no revenge. We can't say anything. That's the best thing I heard in my life. Best revenge is no revenge. And that's not up to everyone to follow. When I heard best revenge is no revenge, I thought, hey, I'm not a monk. How can you say that? I'm not a saint to be best revenge is no revenge. But definitely, that's the truth at the end of the day. We have to choose our feelings. We can't hurt ourselves. That's it, guys. Like, it's not that we can't. It's not that parents pull everyone back. But nobody, no girl comes out and lives independently. In-laws torture so much. But no girls will come out and live independently. They'll harass so much in college. But no girl stands up to for themselves. Because that's what our society is tuned. Matrimony, boys who want to get married to us, expect a perfect woman which has no background, no feelings, just like a robot, just manufactured from a factory and kept at home for cooking for the rest of the life. So that's the environment. I know. If there is anything better, we have to discover. I have to discover. I didn't see anything better than this. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.